Deltora Quest 3, Book 2, Shadowgate.
It's a long story, Leif said. Stephen, you must help us. We must move on. We must move on towards the west. His mouth felt stiff. The pain in his face and neck stabbed at him mercilessly, and his dizziness had returned. He swayed. Stephen crouched beside him and took his arm.
We are going nowhere today, Leif, he said firmly. Later, when you're more recovered...
No, Jasmine broke in. We must leave here now. Stephen spun around. This time he was really scowling. His golden eyes darkened ominously, as if his savage brother Nevitz was stirring within him.
Are you mad, girl? He snarled. Leif is not fit to travel. Look at him.
Look at him. Feely wailed, and Jasmine buried her face in her hands. Leif felt cold, cold to his very bones. Jasmine lifted her head. She looked directly at Leif. There is much to tell you, she said in a low voice. But one thing I should have told you at once. It was cowardly of me not to do so. But then Stephen came with Barda, and I thought...
You thought they would help you tell me, Leif thought. Tell me that whatever it was that happened to me last night, my face will never...
He held Jasmine's eyes steadily, bracing himself for what was to come. Jasmine wet her lips. Last night, all was confusion, she said. There was panic and screaming. People were running everywhere. You were in great pain and not in your senses. It took Barda and I both to hold you down.
Her voice trembled. She shook her head impatiently and went on.
The ordinary people scattered, fled in every direction. The masked ones threw everything into the wagons and left the field at a gallop. It was only after they'd gone, and you'd calmed a little, that we realized that the belt of Deltora...
The belt?
Leif thought in confusion. What has this to do with... He put his hands to his waist.
The belt of Deltora was gone.